Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of studies out of 1 Samuel. So get close to your radio and listen now as we take a deeper look in the book.
In like manner and lay naked all day and all night. Wherefore they said, is Saul among the prophets also? Man, he done went to preaching. Ain't that something? That man done preached so hard he preached out his clothes, laying down on the ground preaching. Ain't that something? Let me tell you something. Whatever kind of spirit you got can jump on somebody else. That's why on Sunday morning I want the choir to be prayed up with the spirit of the living God. Because when folks first come to church, they ain't ready to praise God. They ain't done what the Bible say, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, to his courts with praise, be thankful unto the Lord. They coming in here mad and sad and mad at one another, cursing one another sometimes. Not here at Bible Way, I'm just talking about the folks that you know. Folks mad because they didn't want to come to church this morning. They come and the choir starts singing. And at first, somebody in them, I ain't singing, I'm going to just sit there and watch. And that's what they do. They just be sitting there watching. But after we done went around, done sung some songs, went around shaking hands, and then we start singing our theme song, Jesus in me and the Jesus in you. The next thing you know, them folks that want to, that were just standing, just looking at the beginning of the church, now they. I said, now look at that. I'll be checking them out. I said, they going now. Look at their hips and everything. They got it all going in this stuff now. Yeah, I said, oh, that spirit done jumped on them. Amen. 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 And so whatever kind of spirit you want in your house, you go in there. Because sometime after folks get off work, they ain't talking. You need to go in there with a prayed up spirit, a powerful spirit. You need to go in there singing some Christian songs. And let me tell you, when you start singing Christian songs, it changes the atmosphere. Hello, somebody. And that's what we're doing. Have you ever noticed? That's what, at most churches, they have the praise time before the preaching time in order to change the atmosphere, to loosen people up. Amen. Because if you don't do something to change that atmosphere, man, that preacher going to have to work extra hard. Yes, he's going to have just almost going to kill the preacher trying to preach and stuff. But when the choir done what they done, it's just like they done plowed the soil. They done turned over the earth there. And all the preacher got to do is just come on and plant the seed. That's all they got to do. He ain't got to go there and kick over some old cold hearts there. It's already done been kicked over with that praise. Amen. And so David here, he was protected through the power of God, wasn't he? Amen. Amen. All right. Let's rush on. David, he trusts the Lord, but this time David trusts men. But notice, I want you to see this progression in chapter 20 and 21. David trusts himself. David trusts himself. Now look, chapter 20. How do you know you trust in yourself? How do you know you trust in yourself? Here it is. I want everybody to listen. This is how you know you done put your faith in yourself. It's when you just start lying. When you start lying. Hello, somebody. I know y'all was looking for something profound. But when you start lying, you ain't trusting God. You trusting yourself there now. You coming up with your, I mean, you don't went back and pulled out your lie card. Oh, you still take it around. Amen. You carry that just like the American Express card. You don't leave home without it. Tell the truth something. Don't raise your hand now. I don't want to know who the lies up in the church. Because I already know. Everybody who don't lie, raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. Amen. You'll catch it on your way home. Notice David lies in chapter 20. Chapter 20. David and Jonathan, his friend. His friend. Jonathan been trying to help him, hadn't he? David says in verse 3, and David sware moreover and said, thy father certainly knows that I have found grace in thine eyes. And he said, let not Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. But truly as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, there is but a step between me and death. David said, death is close. I'm close to being killed. Now, David is scared. So when you're scared, what do you do? When you're scared, what do you do? When you're scared, what do you do? Y'all scared to tell a lie. Amen. We lie sometimes out of fear. Amen. Look what David, and then said Jonathan to David, whatsoever thy soul desire, I would even do it for thee. You can tell when friends know each other, don't it? Why did Jonathan make that comment? He said, well, whatever you want to do, I'll help you out. Why did Jonathan make that comment? Huh? Because friends know each other. You know when you finna come up with something. Yeah. I see you thinking. Well, whatever you want to do, I'm with you. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And notice what David planned with. Then said to Jonathan and to David, whatsoever thou so desire, I would even do it to thee. And David said to Jonathan, behold, tomorrow in the new moon, and I should not fail to sit with the king at meat. But let me go that I may hide myself in the field until the third day at evening. And if thy father at all miss me, then say David earnestly. Say David earnestly asked leave of me that he might run to Bethlehem, his city. For there is a yearly sacrifice there for all the family. And if he say, thus it is well, thy servant shall have peace. But if he be very wroth, then be sure that evil is determined by him. So David came up with a plan. David said, I'm going to go out and hide in the field. I'm going to hide out there for 3 days. And if your daddy miss me, tell him that I had to go back home to Bethlehem. I had to go back to Bethlehem because there's a yearly sacrifice. Now, if he get mad, then I know that he going to try to kill me. But if he don't get mad, then I know it's all right to come on back. Now, what did he just tell? He told Jonathan to go tell a lie, didn't he? He ain't trusting in no Bible no more. Hello, somebody. See, a lot of time we often say what we not going to do. But you lose your job. You lose your house. And you got folks got a contract on your life. You just may start telling a little white lie. Isn't that what David did? He trusted in himself. All right. Notice here in chapter 21. chapter 21. The Bible says, then David, verse 1, to Nob, to Abimelech, the priest, and Abimelech was afraid at the meeting of David and said unto him, why art thou alone and no man with thee? Because you're supposed to be over 1,000 people. Is that right? And David said to Abimelech, the priest, the king has commanded me a business and has said unto me, let no man know anything of the business whereby I sent thee and what I have commanded thee, and I would point my servant to such a place. What is that? He said, I'm on a secret mission. Really, you don't see nobody because we operating undercover. David and well, did Abimelech believe it? Now therefore, what is under thine hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread in my hand of what there is present. And the priest answered David and said, there is no common bread under mine hand, but there is challah bread. We got the communion bread. If the young men have kept themselves at least from women. And David answered the priest and said unto him, of a truth, the women have been kept from us about these 3 days since I came out, and the vessels of the young men are holy, and the bread is in a manner a common, yea, though it was sanctified this day in the vessel. So David says, yeah, we ain't slept with no woman in 3 days. What was that? It wasn't no men. That was just David. Hello, somebody. What do they say when you tell one lie? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So David is really trusting in himself, isn't he? All right. Look at the end of the chapter. Verse number 10. And David rose and fled that day for fear of Saul. And he went to Achish, the king of Gath. Now, where's Gath? That's where Goliath was from. Man, he done ran out the country now. But guess where he ran? He ran to Goliath's hometown. Why you gonna go to Goliath hometown? See, when you scared, you ain't in your right mind. You ain't thinking right when you scared. Look, the Bible says, verse 11, and the servants of Achish said unto him, is not this David the king of the land? Did they not sing one to another of him in Dan, singing, Saul has slain his 1,000, David his 10,000. I mean, that's the David that they got a hit record out. I mean, this the guy that done killed our champion. And the folks in them, I mean, they all excited about this day. When, notice what the Bible says, verse 12. And David laid up these words in his heart and was so afraid. When he already scared. Now he really scared. He was so afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. And he changed his behavior before them and fringed himself mad in their hands and scrambled on the door of the gate and let his spittle fall down upon the beard. Then Achish said unto his servant, lo, see, this man is mad. Wherefore then have you brought him to me? Why y'all bring this mad man to me? I don't need no more mad men. This guy done went crazy. You can drive yourself just about crazy. So David here now, he's acting a lie. Hello, somebody. Do you see you can start telling a lie until you start acting a lie? Hello, somebody. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I'll never forget, you know, when I started trying to go out in high school, have a little nice car and everything. Folks say, man, you don't go out. I say, yes, I do. And so I start trying to go out. They go to the nightclub. I'm trying to go up in the nightclub with my shades on. Amen. Child, They called me out one time. They said, "You don't drink." I said, "Yes, I do." And they say, "What do you drink?" I said, "I drank the Bull." Because I saw a commercial. Child, they say, "Well, we're going to bring you a whole pack for you since you the driver." Child, I had ate, you know, one of Mama Joe's good meals. Cornbread, crackling cornbread, Sister Winston. Crackling cornbread, collard greens, candy yams, and pork chops. Child, I had ate good and went out. Amen. They gave me some of that Bull, and I started drinking some of that Bull, and that Bull started mooing. And it came all out of me as I was driving that. I thought I was just hicking up, and I hicked up a couple of times. The next thing I know, it was more than a hiccup. Scared everybody in the car. They said they was getting ready to open the door, jump out the car. I was spitting all up. They said, "What's wrong with you?" I said, "I don't know. That's don't look my way." Child, after that experience, I say, "Lord, don't ever let me be a fool like that again." Trying to prove that I'm worldly. Folks, they can see you ain't worldly. Why are you trying to act like you worldly? With a Bible on your dashboard up there. Oh, man. Amen. Amen. But you can't be going around trying to fit in. That's all I'm saying. But fear will drive you sometime to that point. Because I was fearful that folks were going to call me country. I ain't like being called country. I wanted to show them I was a city man, city slicker, like everybody else, like all the rest of my friends. I was from the country, and they were calling me country. So I was trying to prove I wasn't country. Amen. Even when I left Mississippi, I didn't want nobody to know that I was from Mississippi when I made it to Texas. So I went and got me some dingo cowboy boots, got me a big old cowboy hat, and everybody said, "You must not be from around here." Sometimes you tell on yourself when you're trying to fit in. See, I grew up, I was watching Dallas, you know, before I came out. So I thought, you know, everybody wore cowboy hats. Oh, my Lord, that's enough. All right, so we see David trusts himself. He lied to Saul, he lied to Abimelech, and he lies to Achish here. Now, what can we learn from this lesson? Let me give you three things here. Number one, our faith is tested the greatest in daily service. Our faith is tested the greatest in daily service. Most of us think that our faith is tested when we got to just go out there and fight that giant Goliath. That's just an event. And most people live for events. No, no, no. You better start living day by day. Because it's just like with David here. We saw the struggle that David was having every day on his job. So rather than trying to prepare for that big event, you need to be preparing every day. A lot of times people, let's say you're a college student, an example, you're a college student. You are preparing for your career. So you are preparing for that job out there. But you better be preparing for that classroom assignment, that first period, second period, third period, fourth period. You better be praying for your daily experiences. Because those things can trip you, and you'll never make it. Let's say if you're in college, you'll never make it to finish college if you don't handle those daily things. You'll never get to the big thing. Hello, somebody. Amen. 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 If you don't handle practice, You don't get a chance to play in the big game. Is that right? So you have to impress the coach in practice. You can't be trying to impress in the game. You got to impress practice. And practice is what? Daily. All right. Men's second thing. Men's of great faith can become men's of great fear. Men's of great faith can become men's of great fear. Now, ain't this something? The same man that went out there on the battlefield and killed Goliath, this big old 10-foot giant, was scared to death of a person that was 6 feet tall. Men's of great faith often can become men's of great fear. Amen. So be careful. Be careful. Let me tell you, wherever your strength is at, that's where the devil can attack you, and your strength can become your greatest weakness. Hello, somebody. Amen. That's why I got to watch myself. My greatest strength is my speaking ability. That's my greatest strength. My greatest weakness is my speaking ability. I can say the right thing, pick people up, say the wrong thing, slam them down. I got to be careful. Your greatest strength can become your greatest weakness. All right, third thing. Our only protection is in God. Our only protection is in God. Do you see where David, he started out trusting God. But notice, when you don't trust God, you start trusting in people. And when you start trusting people, you're only one step away from trusting yourself. And how do you know when you first start trusting self? It's when you coming up with a plan. When you coming up, when you got to start coming up with something, you need to go back home and pray. Because you finished. Start heading down a road that's going to end up at a dead-end street. And so our only protection is in God. And so protect, so trust God when you get up in the morning. Pray. When you get ready to go to work, pray. When you out there driving, you sure enough need to be praying. With your eyes open now. Don't be praying with your eyes closed and driving. And when you get to work, child, before you get out that car, I say before you get out that car, pray. Then when you go into your job cubicle, pray. When you see folks having a bad day, pray. When you start having a bad day, go pray. Pray. And you won't faint. And watch God work wonders in your life. We used to sing a song, Jesus Built a Fence All Around Me Every Day. Protect me and guide me as I travel along the way. I know you can. I know you will. You can fight my battles if I be still. So Jesus built a fence all around me every day. God bless you.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. 3766, or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.